ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
You know, I looked at all my other versions to see if I had a second version of this Bhandaka too.
Uh-huh.
And I also went online looking for it. I couldn't find it anywhere. So I found the key to the number one.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
We have that anyway. It's online.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
But you know, I did find one version of it, and you know where I found it?
Where?
On my site, the Sanskrit site that's supposed to be a secret site.
Really?
Yeah, it's there on Google. I was thinking, oh no, because I haven't made that site available. It's only if you know,
oh,
you know.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
So the answer key is there if you Google it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But then you just bring it up.
Yeah.
If you type in, like I typed in different things, but if you type in Bhandaka, second book of Sanskrit,
mm-hmm.
Key, or answer key, I put key, because that's what the other one is.
Wow.
I know.
And where did you get the answer key?
I think that Daksha, who was Steve Nizaborsky, one of my former students from a long time ago.
Did it?
He found it,
oh,
and he gave them all to me, all kinds of stuff.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Quite a while ago. So, not that long ago, like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, I don't know. I didn't enjoy doing this very much, and I'm not sure about how things went, but here it goes, number one.
Okay, desiderative sentences on page 211 of the old book.
All right, so praripsit
tasya.
Yes.
Praripsit
tasya. What did I do with the tasya?
If this is a...
I remember. I just went crazy on this. Okay. Praripsit tasya.
Praripsit tasya. Say ipsita. Yeah.
Ipsita.
Praripsit tasya. Past has a participle.
Oh.
Of the desiderative.
So he gives us a PPP of the desiderative to start with. That's great. I knew it was a desiderative, but I didn't know what to do with the S yet. Okay. Wow. All right. And then we have Grantasya, Avigna, Parisamaptayaha.
Actually, that's going to be Parisamaptaye from Parisamapti. Like Hariye.
Oh, okay.
Like for the completion.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So the A dropped off.
Yeah.
Because of the E.
All right.
Gosh, I've got to really remember that one.
I know, that's
I
a tricky one.
I cannot remember it.
Yeah.
All right, so Parisamaptaye, Ishta Devatam, Stauti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one is a PPP of the desiderative. Is it from Arab?
Good for you.
Okay, so I did figure out the verb.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I just didn't even think. And I was wondering this eat ending. I was like, what did that eat ending be? But it never occurred to me that you would give us a PPP for the first
meaning.
One. Jeez. Anyway, okay. So that's in the genitive. And that is, it's the past, so you would say desired to begin or wanted to begin?
Yeah, so it goes with Grantasya, right? Of the book.
Of the book, yeah. So the desire to begin the book.
The book which is desired to be begun. You have to put it in the passive.
Okay, so here's, and then
of the book which is desired. In English, you'd say, which the book I'm wanting to begin working on, you know. But in literally... It's the book which is desired to be begun by me, and by me understood.
To be begun. Okay, so by me is understood. Mm-hmm. All right. So that was my other thing, is like, where is the nominative? So the next, so grantasya is in the genitive, and then we have a compound with avijna, which means unobstructed or free of obstacles, and then we have hari samatiye. And what did you say that was, a PAP?
Parisamaptiya is in the fourth case.
Right.
Parisamaptiya is just it's that T ending noun.
Oh,
and it means
right.
To complete, so order to complete.
In order to complete.
Avijna, without obstacles.
Without
obstructions. Yeah.
Okay. So there's nothing really in the nominative here.
It's in the verb.
It's just in the verb. Yeah. Okay. And, in the verb, but now, okay, so then we have Ishta Devatam, which is a feminine accusative for the deity or the chosen.
You're Ishta Devatam.
You're Ishta Devatam, right. And then Stauti, now isn't that, that's from Stu, right? And isn't it the third person singular?
It is, that's all it is. The uk hands ow is unusual.
Yeah, so I figured that out. So how do you get by me?
No. He praises the Ishta Devata, right? Or eulogizes or worships. But he sings praises to the Ishta Devata.
Okay.
In order to?
In order to complete the book.
Without obstruction.
Without obstruction.
In order for the completion of
the book.
Without obstruction of the book.
To be begun.
Which he desires to begin.
Okay, let me write this.
You know, like in India, like say you're going to begin writing a book, for instance.
Yeah,
you always do those prayers.
Yeah.
So now he's doing those prayers, you know.
So he prays or praises the Ishta Devata in order to complete without obstruction.
Mm-hmm. You could say it for the completion, for the unobstruction. For the completion without obstruction of the book, which is desired to be begun.
Of the book, which is desired to be begun. Okay.
In Sanskrit, they use a lot more passive than we do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I was just, okay, well, that's much better, because I was, that, parisamaptiye, I was going with the Visarga, and then I was like,
then what would it be?
You know, how can you make a sentence out of it? Duh, why don't you consider that it's something else? Gosh, okay.
Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
And the next one.
Alright, number two. Swayam Vara Kale Sitam Lipsavaha Ra Ravanadayaha. Ravanadayaha. Bahavaha Rajanaha. Videham Jagmuhu.
I think it's Videhan.
It's Videhan? Okay.
Yeah. And the na changes to ja just because of the palatal. Dental na goes to the,
So you're saying that it's...
Is videha a feminine?
Yes, it is. I thought it was accusative.
Oh, it could be. I took it videha sense.
It lists short a and long a for either. It says they both mean the same thing. That's what it said in this dictionary. And so I just took it as a long ha, and I thought it was just accusative because they went to the city of videha.
Yeah, why I took it as the plural is because sometimes they put cities or...
Oh, okay.
But wait, I'm not sure. Well, I just want to tell you what I was thinking.
Okay.
Into the plural because of the people, you know.
Oh, right. I think I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that at one point.
So videha is a masculine. See, look at here. I'm looking it up here. Masculine, it's the name of a country.
Okay.
Okay, so. Then masculine, name of a king. Feminine, the capital city of Videha. So if we took it like that, then it would just be Videham, right? So that's fine. We can
that's
just.
That's what I thought it was.
And then Sunday rule, it would be optional, Anuswara or the Nya.
Yeah. So
either way, actually, okay. That Sunday would take place.
Yeah.
So why don't you just keep it as the capital city of Videha? If it would, then it's Videham. There's nothing wrong with that, right?
So either one can work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in the dictionary it gives Videha as an adjective.
And see, the plural, masculine plural, is the people of Videha.
Yes. Yes, of a country.
Yeah.
And then, but then later on in this it says, ha, the same as Videha. It just lists that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, okay, that's good then. So let's take it as Videha.
Videha.
And take it as the feminine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me make a note just because it's good to know. Could also.
I think Videha is right. It makes more sense.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Videhan is the people of Videha.
Yeah.
Sometimes they talk that way, but this is, since they have that, it's easier. You say the city of Videha.
They go into the city, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we have Swayam, which is own self,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's referring to Sita, her own self. Possibly. Anyways, it's accusative singular. And then we have Varakale, which is a compound meaning in good time or...
Sorry, it goes... Where are you? Kintu Rudra Dharmaha.
Hold on. Did I completely miss a line?
I think so.
I did. So, no. We're on Swayam Varakale.
You missed a line.
No.
Yes, Swayam Varakale.
Right, we haven't done that yet.
We're doing it now, right?
Yeah, that's what I was just doing.
Yeah, but where'd you get Nija?
I didn't get Nija.
Didn't you just say Nija?
Uh-uh.
What did you say?
I said Swayam, I think it's in the accusative singular, it means one's own self, and I think it goes with Sitam.
No.
Oh, okay.
Swayamvara Kala is the time of the marriage.
Oh.
The Swayamvara...
So that's all...
No, that's what... Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, Swayamvara means the marriage ceremony. The
marriage ceremony.
Okay. And Kala is at the time of the Swayamvara. Not marriage... It's not... It's the, like, engagement type of thing.
Okay.
Swayamvara.
Of the engagement ceremony.
Yeah, let me just get that, exactly what it is.
So that's all one compound?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a shashti.
Let's see if it...
We had that before, I remember.
Yeah, we have.
But I just didn't remember it.
The election of a husband by a princess or daughter. And see, like it's here, this is how we usually think of it. The daughter of a kshatriya at a public assembly of suitors.
Oh,
and that's what's happening here. All these suitors are coming. And they have to, in order to be chosen by Sita, they have to be able to string a bow.
Oh,
okay. Rudra's bow.
Oh, okay.
You remember
that's
that? And there's,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it's about. Only one who could do it was Rama.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Swayamvara Kale is at the time of the engagement ceremony for Sita, which is accusative singular. Lipsavaha is from Lipsu, and I think it's masculine plural, nominative plural, and it's desirous of getting or regaining.
Of gaining Sita.
Gaining Sita, right.
Yeah.
And then we have Ravana Adayaha.
Adayaha.
It's Adayaha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adi.
Is that from Adi? So is that saying the king, so then, and then Bahavaha Rajanaha. So is this saying many kings beginning with
Ravana?
Okay.
And the idea is Ravana, etc. You know, there's a whole
group
of kings that would be qualified.
Kings, okay.
Starting with Ravana.
Okay, so the kings beginning with Ravana. And then we have Videham, which is accusative singular, and Jagmuhu. Jagmuhu is from Gam, it's the perfect third person plural. And they went to the city of Videha. So there's no desiderative in this sentence. Yeah. Even though we have that noun which shows desire, which is lipsu.
Well, actually, that's interesting.
Yeah.
There's no duplication, though.
Do you think, you mean for lips sabaha? Could that be?
It's just
you
lipsu.
Thinking it might be a. It's not a verb, though. It's not
lipsu, yeah. But the ooh is. One, the one who desires, so it's being used as a desiderative.
Oh, now we were given two cases where we have nouns.
Like, look at.
Oh, yeah, it's ooh ending. You put
so,
the ooh on, so
like
it is.
Jignyasu.
Got it.
Mumukshu. There's also jignyasa, which is the state of jignyasa.
Okay.
Mumukshu.
Yeah, he gives that at the end.
At the very end.
By fixing ooh to the desiderative form, nouns signifying the wisher are formed. These nouns govern an accusative. As chikrir shuhu, katam. And then the B part of that is, this is on page 211, 9A and B.
Mm-hmm.
9B is by affixing abstract nouns are formed as jignyasa, desire of knowledge and curiosity. Okay, so that's it. Good.
The only thing is that this is behaving like a desiderative, but it's not formed like a desiderative, so we'd have to.
Maybe there's some weird thing.
Some weird
verb.
Thing. Yeah,
where it doesn't...
Doesn't duplicate.
Doesn't duplicate.
And there are some others in here that he talks about.
Yeah.
That don't do that. So anyway, that's
all right, so
that's his example to keep in mind, to you know, do the research and find out why lip doesn't duplicate.
So here again, he gives us something from the end of the chapter.
Nasty.
Right? He's just shaking it all up.
Yeah. Because we're
advanced
mature
now.
Students now.
Yeah.
Look in here. In this list here, they have desiderative, don't they? Yeah, they do.
And then Bahavaha is going to be the same thing, right? No.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
just
that's
a second.
Oh, uh-oh.
That's what I do every time I keep going. No. Bahavaha is
not a
desiderative.
No, because that's an adjective.
Yeah.
Okay, Tibbs. Bahavaha comes from Bahu.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not really a noun. Okay. So basically this is saying that many kings... many kings, including Ravana, etc., desirous of getting Sita, desirous of gaining Sita during the engagement ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, many kings went to, we should say it like this, right? Many kings, including Ravana, etc., went to Videha, desirous of gaining Sita in the marriage ceremony.
That's good.
In the engagement ceremony.
Yeah, that's nice. Ah. This is interesting. In the desiderative for the root lub, which means to get, to gain.
Mm-hmm.
So actually lip is a root, and it means to inflame, kindle, burn. But here, if you take lub as a first atmanepa, you remember lub, to gain or to attain?
Mm-hmm.
Its desiderative form is lipsate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is actually from lub.
It's from lub. And so lipsu is naturally the one who desires lipsa would be the desire, right?
Yeah.
To gain. The desire to gain. Because lub means to gain. So it doesn't come from lip, I was thinking.
Wow.
That's interesting. Well, this is good to use this book, you know, and just go through all the desideratives.
Antoine. Yes.
Book two.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. That's how I figured out. For some reason, when I looked at that very first word,
Arab,
I just, for some reason, Arab came into my mind. I don't know why.
The same thing happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It just, was just this weird thing that came in, and I was like, could that be Arab? And then I did a desiderative of it.
Yeah, yeah, the same thing, exactly the same thing happened. I was kind of pleased with myself. But you know, one thing I've always noticed also is that whenever you see a letter, like a dental letter, mm-hmm. you can always think, okay, that pa could be
yeah.
a pa or a ba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Or before labial, but whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I thought to myself, we've seen that change so many times into a pa.
Yeah. Hard consonant, just a simple Sunday rule, really.
And that long ah, I'm like, ah, you know.
Yeah.
And I just ignored the ease because that's the change that happens in the desiderative.
That's right. That's what I did, too.
Yeah.
Because otherwise there's no way to account for the long ah.
No.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, good. So you got the first part of that.
Yeah. Okay, hold on 1 second. And then kintu, what does that mean again?
But.
But. Oh, it's just but. Just like
but or however. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just when it's,
I thought it might be however.
You never start a sentence with to.
Yes. I found that in the dictionary.
Yeah. So you would use kintu.
So you just add that to make, okay.
Yeah.
So, because we're basically saying however. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we have Rudra Tanuhu Namayitum Ashak Taha, Sarve, Bagnasha,
Bagnashaha.
Bagnashaha.
It's got to be plural.
Oh, yeah. Sorry
Sarve,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I left it off.
Yeah.
I did break it down in the compound. Okay. So we have but, however, and then we have Rudra Tanuhu. So that is Rudra's bow, right? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Danus.
Right.
Now, Dennis is neuter, so that's important to know that.
Yeah, part. Okay, that's what I came to the conclusion of. It must be neuter, so that it could be neuter accusative.
Right.
Okay. Because I also found Tanuhu as what did they say it meant? Armed with a bow, an adjective meaning armed
oh,
with a bow.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's it's a masculine.
Yeah. For this, it has to be Dennis for it to work.
Okay, so then... Namayitum is the infinitive of the causative from num, to bend or make curve. But it also means to string, right?
Oh, it's just to bend. They needed to bend the bow.
Oh, so you can string it.
Yeah.
And then ashaktaha is the nominative plural for unable or incompetent. Unable or incompetent to bend, to curve the bow.
Yeah.
Sarve, nominative plural, all. And then bhagna... Ah Shaha is Bhagna is PPP from Bunge, and it means so together it means disappointed.
Yeah, Asha means hopes. Their hopes were shattered.
Hopes
you know.
Are shattered. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of hopes shattered. And then we have Bapuvuhu, which is the perfect third person plural.
What
they were or they became. Now, I don't see a desiderative in this one at all.
No.
But I guess the first part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this says, however, they all were unable to bend Rudra's bow. And... So this is my question.
You say all of them being who were. So you just see being unable to bend Rudra's bow. Or just all of them unable to bend Rudra's bow as a adjective, you know?
Yes.
To Sarve. Oh. They became Bhagnashaha.
They became disappointed.
Yeah.
Okay. That one, and then this I had a lot of trouble with this last one because I would have needed a lot more time.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
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 I think it's
going to
be very hard. First part of number three, Abhitapa Sampadam. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a compound, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Atta Ushna Ruchihi. And then I think Nija. So this last part, I came up with a few possibilities. Nija Tejasam. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last part I came up, so if it's Tejasam, then we have Asahamana, or that could break down maybe into two. No, it could
Asahamanaha.
Be Asahamanaha. And so Asahamanaha, isn't that like an Atmane Pada form of a PAP?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know what it is, but Asahamanaha.
I'll tell you one problem I have with this. Is that Ruchi?
Yeah.
Ushna Ruchi is a name for the sun.
Sun, right.
But is it in here? Ushna Ruchi?
Yeah.
Is it masculine?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then it's okay. So then if you take Asahamana as a
self shining?
Present participle.
And what does it mean? What is it from? Is it from us?
No. With the it negates it, right? Not being able to tolerate, to endure.
Okay.
So the root sa means to endure.
It's
or to,
from sa.
Yeah.
Not being able.
So sa would be to overcome, vanquish, conquer, defeat, but it also, let's see.
I just didn't have time.
Not being able to bear up against or withstand.
Okay.
Yeah, not being able to withstand or to suffer.
So it's just sa short of?
Yeah, yeah. And sahamana, it's atmanepada, so asam sahamana, not being able to withstand or endure.
Okay.
Or the eva, as though not being able to withstand or endure.
Okay. All right, and then eva, right, like, okay, so in the first part, abhitapa is violent heat.
Yeah.
And sampadam, what does sampadam mean?
Well,
couldn't make sense of it. From
the problem with sampadam.
Yeah.
Well, it's sampada, right? And sampadam. The problem with it is that
is it accumulation of violent heat?
Wait a minute.
When I looked it up, it said wealth, riches, good fortune.
Oh yeah, it could also just be that the wealth of heat.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe it'd be an abundance of heat.
Yeah, the extreme heat. Ushnaruchihi, the sun, as though being unable to endure.
Tejasam, isn't that self luminous?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's own heat.
Its own heat.
Yeah, its own heat. Yeah. So let me just check something here.
This is tricky.
Yeah.
And Tejasam is genitive plural, right?
Yeah, but that's a problem I had.
Yeah, I was like, how do you use that?
That's a problem I had there.
Well, could it, is there anything else it could see. Be? Tejasa.
And see, the Abhitapa Sampadam Atta Ushnaruchihi, the sun as though not enduring, not able, not being able to endure, or not enduring, notwithstanding its own, the enduring of its own heat. But it doesn't really. First I thought it was Tejasa.
That's what I was going back and forth.
By its own heat. But then what do we do with the that's left over?
That's right.
The there's nothing to do with that.
Could it just be a weird construction, like not being able to withstand
the sun? Not
you know how genitive can be used in a variety of ways?
That's right, yeah.
So maybe
and then the but what about the Abhitapa Sampadam?
Oh, that's in the accusative, right? That's the feminine accusative.
It could be. It's not feminine.
It's accusative.
Oh, wait a minute. It could be feminine accusative. Yeah, it could be because sampad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's right.
So how do you, and then the sun, but the sun is in the nominative.
And it's feminine. But
it's given as the masculine. Well, maybe it's feminine.
I meant masculine.
Yeah, so does it make sense?
So, Abhitapa Sampadam. Unable to endure the tremendous wealth of violent heat.
Oh, okay.
Of its own tejas.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of heat of its own.
So the Asahamana goes over to Abhitapa Sampadam.
Got it. Yeah. Of its own heat.
So that, yeah, of its own. Of its own brilliance.
So it's, you say, what is the Atta meaning here?
It's just that this is coming out of a section, so Atta then.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Yeah. So basically, and so we would say, as though unable to endure the tremendous wealth of heat, of its own heat. The tremendous wealth of extreme heat, of its own heat, of its own heat.
Of its own brilliance.
Of its own brilliance. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, all right. And then this last one is really... So it starts with... So what do we have here? We have Payasi, Prapit...
You know it's connected to the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have Payasi... Prapit Sura Parab Buni Dehra.
Where did you do it?
Prapit, I don't know how to break it up.
Break it like this.
Okay.
Prapit Suhu.
Okay, I did get that far. Prapit Suhu.
And then Aparam Buni Dehe. That's in the dictionary here.
That's Aparam Buni Dehe.
Mm-hmm. And it means. Okay. I'll tell you what it means. It's right here in the dictionary.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. That whole compound is here. It means the Western Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Nidhi is like a reservoir of water, you know, big treasure house of water, of Umbu. And Apara is the West.
Okay.
One of the words for West.
Okay, good. So it was just too late when I got to this one. I was like, I looked through the vocab list and I just didn't even see that. Okay. So we have Prarit Suhu, and then we have Aparab Bunidehe, and so then we have Adi, is that Adura?
Adi Rodhum.
Oh, it is, okay. Adi Rodhum. Adi Rodhum.
Astagiri is in there too, the Western Mountain. On okay. which the sun, the moon, and the stars are supposed to set.
Okay.
Astagiri. So the Western Mountain and the Western Ocean.
Okay. So it's Astagirim, and then finally have Abhyapatat. Right?
Abhyapatat? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. All right. So, Payusi, is that from Pai?
It from means Payus means water. So in the water.
In the water. Okay. In the water, and then we have Papitsu, who is that the perfect third person plural of some verb?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the verb is op.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, did I get it? Wait.
Papit. Where's the long op? Where's the long op go?
I don't have it right. Just a minute. I looked this word up.
Just looked it up conjugated?
Mm-hmm. Papitsu, because it's the noun, the one who is desirous of. Papitsu.
Oh, this is a noun. It's not...
Yeah, it's a noun.
Okay.
Papitsu.
Yeah, so it's a desiderative noun.
Yeah. Gosh, what's the root? Prapit. I wonder if the root... Oh, it's put. Put goes to... I think it's put, yeah. Prapitsu. That means to fall into. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I was thinking... I don't know what I was thinking about. Up.
Okay. So the one who is desirous of falling into?
I think so. It would be praput, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Let me just look this up.
Okay.
It's not right. It's not put. Let me try. Let me try prop. What I say is op does take a funny form in the desiderative, but we didn't really do the proper homework on this. Op no T is ninth gonna. Let me just look up op.
Okay.
You know how some of those have become collapsed?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have it listed here. That's kind of surprising. What else could it be? Pit, that ta. It looks more like put to me, but the pro.
It does look like put.
Let me look at put. I don't think it, I think put is something common like the putsu or something. Let me just check. you can look up in this dictionary here, it doesn't put pipatishati. It's not it. It's not put.
What is the meaning that we're going for? Do you know what the sentence is saying?
Yeah.
What is it, what should it mean?
Oh, it means something like remember the sun being scorched by its own heat, so the sun which is being scorched, mm-hmm. that's the subject. Okay. And so that subject, as though desirous of falling, of plunging into the water, payasi, prapitsuhu, desirous of plunging into the water,
of the
Western Ocean. Then,
so we do want something that's falling into it.
Yeah.
Now, I think...
But you have the abhipatat. Abhipatat.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Means
there.
To rush towards.
Okay.
He rushes toward the Western Mountain.
Yeah, and he gives us in the book. Yeah.
He rushes to the Astagiri, the Western Mountain, in order to... Adiru means to ascend or to rise above. In order to rise above the Western Ocean, desiring to plunge into the water.
Mm.
It's a little awkward. Did you get for the Adiru Dhum, Adiru?
No.
It means to rise above or to ascend from Adiru.
And is it a noun?
No, it's an infinitive of purpose. From Ru. You recognize it?
Yeah, I can see it now. I didn't get that far because I didn't even know what it was.
So he rushes toward, the sun is as though rushing toward the Western Mountain in order to rise up. To rise up from the Western Ocean, or the sun desiring to plunge into the water, Payasi Prapitsuhu, right? Mm-hmm. And that sun who was in this condition wanting to plunge into it,
mm-hmm.
as though being burned by his own heat. Abhipatat means rush towards the Astagiri, the Western Mountain.
Abhipatat, is that a PPP?
No, it's just a past tense from put.
Oh,
Abhi
okay.
plus put.
Okay.
He rushed towards the Astagiri in the accusative singular, Astagiri. Then why? Adirodum. To rise above. And then that's a genitive. To rise above the Western Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Desiring of plunging into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, what about, as far as the Prapitsuhu, what about Pud? Could Pud because Pud means to fall.
Pud means to fall?
Well, it fourth Atmanepada. I just found it in Antoine. I was just looking through the P's, all the possible P verbs.
Yeah.
And Pud. Pud is for, it says four Atmanepada, to fall. Now with Pra, it
a putsi.
Yeah,
it must be.
And with Pra, it means to seek refuge. So maybe it's meaning he's seeking refuge in the Western, to fall into.
Well,
because
if you look up, you can actually look this up, the whole word up, and it says that.
Oh, it does?
But, yeah.
Okay.
But it is Pud.
Okay.
Because even though I don't see it in the desiderative right here.
Oh, let me look and see if I get it.
Yeah, find it in there, because I see a putsi, putsyati. So it should be. Yeah, look in there. Pud is what? Fourth Atmanepada.
Fourth, yeah.
It's also can be first Parasmaipada. And forethought Manipada is more to our meaning.
Ah, here we go. Pisate.
Amazing.
Pisate. So it's like, wow, good thing that we figured it out.
Good for you. So let me see here. Papitsuhu. So I'm going to just tell you exactly what they have in the dictionary for Papitsuhu.
Okay.
But they don't tell us what the verbal root is. Wishing to fall or throw oneself down. Desirous of plunging into, desirous of entering into. Desirous of plunging into governs the locative, and we have that piyasi there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, I'm going to make a note here from Pud. The other thing that's not very, I can't quite haven't figured out, that genitive or it could be genitive or ablative.
The aparambunidehe.
Yeah. He rushes toward the asta girim, right?
Yeah.
And then, in order to, let me look at this adivu again, to see what other meanings might there be there. To rise above, ascend, mount, to raise, place above. Well, it's the idea of placing himself above the western mountain, so the western ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So he rises up over the mountain in order to find himself above. In order to ascend, but Janet is a little odd there. You could, it could be like this. Abhipatat means to rush towards something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that abhipatat, he is rushing towards, no. I was thinking something like this, where you put the asta girim together with the apara ambunidehe, the western mountain of the western ocean. He's rushing toward it in order to ascend. No, he's rushing toward the western mountain in order to ascend. And it could be in order to dive into the water of the Western Sea. Desiring to dive into the water of the Western Sea.
Okay.
He's rushing toward. I think that's what it is. Otherwise, it's hard to do anything with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water of the Western Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense then. He rushes toward the Western Mountain. To ascend. He's rushing, you could say he's rushing towards in order to ascend the west. He's rushing toward the western mountain in order to ascend. He desiring to desirous of plunging into the water of the western ocean, he rushes toward the western mountain in order to ascend it. I don't know.
So the idea of it is he's trying to get up really high so he can fall, plunge down into the water?
Yeah, it's like he's rushing up the mountain in order to ascend it so that
he
can plunge.
Go over into the water, yeah.
So that he can go over into the water. That's the idea, but the grammar's
a little awkward.
A little awkward, yeah. Oh, good. Okay. So now let's make a little decision here. Let's look at this page and the next page, because it's only the last two or three
that are done,
right?
I know. Where are those missing pages?
No idea. So it
would have to be really hard, too.
You know what? These sentences aren't that hard.
No.
I don't think so. But, you know, it's a time factor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with... It depends on... It's up to you, really, because Kiki's not going to do them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll just... this is a really busy week, so next week I don't think it's going to be as bad.
The only one they have done is the last two.
I know. Well, why don't we do...
You know what we could do? Is I'll do these, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can do them, and some of them I probably won't get either. But I'll do them all. If one gets too hard, like it's just not worth it,
mm-hmm.
then skip and go on to the next one.
All right.
How does that sound?
You mean all the rest of them you're going to do?
I'll do all of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But not just for next week.
Yeah. In general. Okay.
Yeah. And so when there's a hard part...
I can just leave it.
You can just leave it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, because it might be worth our while.
To work it out.
To work it out, yeah. And if we don't know one, it's just too hard, then we'll just skip it.
Okay.
And if that's what I'm going to do, I'll do my best, and if I can't figure one out, then...
Yeah.
Unless you figure it out, we'll just let that one go.
Okay.
How many do you want to work on?
I'm going to try and do, let's see, four, one, two... I'm going to try and do those two plus the first couplet. You see, so the last one, that's like one, two, three, four, that's five lines.
Are you going to do the prosoda?
I was going to stop just above that, but I can try and do that too. Do that one. And so that'll be my last line.
How Let's try that. That.
Okay.
You know why? I think that couplet might be hard.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. Maybe not.
Well, the thing is, if I come to one that is really hard and I can't do it, I'll leave it and go to the next one.
That's what I want you to do.
Okay, that's what
Because we'll otherwise, you know, and then we'll go to me as kind of a fail-safe, and if I can't do it, well, we just have
we'll
to
just
wait.
Just have to leave the answer. Yeah. You know, I noticed that with the Benedictive, they did have an exercise for it, which we didn't realize. I don't know that we're going to do it.
Where?
Go to page 208.
Yeah.
And after that Atmane Padav conjugation, it says, A, explain the following forms, referring to the several rules applicable in each case. And it lists forms of the Benedictive. And then there's a part B that says, give the Benedictive forms of the following roots.
We didn't even do the Benedictive.
Well, I read it because that was our first part. But we didn't realize there was any exercises for it. Because then it just goes right into the desiderative. Because we were looking for sentences. I mean, I was looking for sentences.
Yeah.
So we skipped that. Maybe we can go back to that after
and do
the desiderative.
Yeah, and go back and do it.
Because it would be probably...
I even totally forgot about it completely.
No,
I didn't even read this.
We didn't realize it was there. because it wasn't in a sentence format.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right ahead to page 211, yeah. Thinking that all
of it would be there.
Would be benedictive and desiderative.
You know, I didn't even read anything on the benedictive. You see, they even
it's
have
a very short thing. It's page 206.
Yeah, no, I just saw it. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let's do
and
that.
Even in this Goldman's book, it just gives it a very cursory thing.
Yeah.
So, I guess you just don't see it very often, huh?
Yeah. If I see it, I'd never even recognize it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. You're good. Okay. Let's see that prayer.
Okay.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.